morning. It's WSGW at 641. It's your morning team show. You with Dave and Pat and Charlie on the line. Morning team show at WSGW.com. On air, 100.5 and 790. With Siri and Alexa finding WSGW. Here we are in the studios that are brought to you by Stone Specialist, your direct source of granite quartz and marble countertops. StoneSpecialist.net, you'll find online. Your calendar date, May 4th. And for Star Wars fans, for fun, this is Star Wars Day. As the line, "May the Force be with you," from the movie is turned into "May the 4th be with you." May 4th, right? In case somebody doesn't get it out there.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Very nicely delivered.
Thank you.
You should. If I'm involved in it, you should. One of the great lines from all the Star Wars movies.
All of them.
And yes. It became a question of who gets to deliver the line.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Of course, Star Wars, since, 1977, has just become a movie series that, depending on your following and your love or hate, and for some, even big Star Wars fans, there's been love-hate with the different movies released.
Yeah.
But it's been going on for all these years. Somebody sent me an update, and I guess this is from Trupanion, which it says here, is the leader in medical insurance for cats and dogs. I did not know there was a leader in I've heard of medical insurance for cats and dogs, but Trupanion, that's what this person says was the source. And they scanned a database of more than 500,000 insured pets and found names associated with Star Wars. And since, again, this being Star Wars Day, they thought, well, this might be fun. So I thought I would throw this out there, and you can determine what you think about this. First of all, it has a list of top pet names inspired by Star Wars characters. And these are they just took the names of the characters. For example, Chewbacca. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be a natural.
Yoda. Okay.
Yeah.
Han Solo. Okay. Obi-Wan. Okay. Darth Vader.
Someone's going to name their dog Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. Well.
Black Lab, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Okay. Yeah. Suppose.
Kylo. Or Kylo Ren, using the full name of the new bad character from the later Star Wars movie. Jedi. That's kind of all-encompassing,
yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose. Yes, it is.
I'm waiting for you to get to one here.
Ewok. Lando.
Yeah, that'd be a cool name for a dog.
And Princess Leia.
Oh, finally.
Yeah, I was going to say. Right.
I mean, Charlie's got a dog named Leia, I mean.
Yes, but that is, I remember now from stories past, I allowed the naming of the dog just as simply Leia.
Mm-hmm.
Not was going to be shouting out throughout the neighborhood for Princess Leia, Princess Leia. I'm okay with Leia, that's fine, but I was not going to go through life with a dog. So we modified when my son wanted to name the dog. What's missing, though, and that's the list. Again, take it for what it is. Again, from Trupanion, a leader in medical insurance for cats and dogs. But so, Luke.
Yeah.
Hello? Nobody named their dog Luke. Somebody had to name their dog Luke.
No Obi-Wan?
Obi-Wan was there.
Oh, yeah. Obi-Wan was there. Yeah. Okay,
R2-D2?
Right.
No, R2-D2. No C-3PO for that?
No Boba Fett?
No. However, well, now that you mention that, also included is the top creative Star Wars-inspired pet names. So says, again, Trupanion, the leader from this note that somebody sent me of insurance for cats and dogs. They scanned their database, and they found these names. Speaking of Boba Fett, somebody named their dog, apparently, Boba Fetch.
Okay.
That's very clever.
Yeah.
That's very clever. As far as a dog named Darth Vader, they modified it to Bark Vader. And Luke didn't show up on that original. I was talking about somebody named their dog Luke, or it could be, I guess, a cat here. It could be, too, because it's dogs and cats. Luke Skywhisker. Okay, I'll go with that. Of course, instead of Chewbacca, you had Chewbarka.
Of course.
Okay, because of that.
Of course, yes.
Now here, how about the ultimate bad guy in the Star Wars series turns out to be Emperor Palpatine, who controls it all.
Yep.
Apparently somebody named their dog Emperor Pawpatine. Okay, that's pretty clever. And how about this for a cat name? Got one more for you. Instead of Lando Calrissian, Lando Catrissian. So, some people very creative.
Yes, with their love with it.
Star Wars and the different character names that they decided to modify in order to fit to their pet appropriately.
Yes.
That's what we bring forth to you on this, again, Monday, May 4th. May the 4th be with you, Star Wars Day.
Yeah, we just picked up the Disney streaming option, so I now have the ability to watch the final installment here of this latest trilogy. But I'm going to wait until Friday, probably, to watch it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Good.
I've waited this long. So
you can wait a little longer.
It's
exactly
more
right.
Days.
Yes, the last few movies I've actually ventured out to a theater to see was to take my son to see the full screen, I think the last three installments of the Star Wars.
Okay.
Because as much fun as they are watching at home, that's one of those I just thought need the full
sound.
The full
Dolby
screen
and all,
effect.
Yeah.
So, well, enjoy.
Yeah.
They're the last in the series.
I will. And they've got all the other movies on there, too, so including Rogue One and a few
So you could binge watch everything, huh?
Oh, yes,
all right, man.
You know what I'll be doing this weekend?
You better grab the extra large popcorn.
Isn't it supposed to be kind of chilly this weekend,
it is.
Right? See, that's what I'm going to do then.
Good day
Star
to
Wars.
Be in, yeah.
I mean, the forecast is for upper 40s.
Yeah.
By Friday, so.
Well, that's about 20 degrees below where it's supposed
it is.
To be.
Yeah, it is.
Otherwise known as May in Michigan.
Yeah, right.